Seattle public school teachers are on strike for a fourth day after a weekend of negotiations with the district. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, both sides have issued new proposals.
The union and district returned to the bargaining table Saturday for the first time since talks broke off Tuesday. The district offered an unspecified pay increase tied to its earlier proposal of a 20-minute longer school day beginning in the third year of a three-year contract. Superintendent Larry Nyland says adding to the school day would bring the district into line with others around the state and improve student learning. He says it would not extend teachers' work days. As it has before, the union countered with a shorter two-year proposal and no extended school day. Union President Jonathan Knapp says the union wants time to explore the issue before committing. And he says teachers' workdays would definitely be longer under the district's plan because the longer school day would eat into teachers' planning periods. He says that would force them to do that work in their personal time. The union's latest proposal includes a raise of 10% over 2 years. The district has offered about half that amount over the same period of time, with another 3.75% raise the third year. Teachers will also receive a 3% cost of living adjustment from the state after going without for 6 years. Others' issues remain on the table, including testing, teacher evaluations, and student discipline. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.